Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Fellow right over there is Ken Kessler. He is in charge of all of our social media and DougSteffen.com. And all
and,
here, Kenny.
And.
We already talked about you.
I heard you talking about me.
Somebody's so eager to upstage me. I'm not sure what's going on. This palace revolt going on here.
That's only what happens after you're a minute late for your own show. I would never try to upstage you, sir.
It happens only because I have
locked out of your house.
Not stranger here. A young Millie is a wonderful addition to the extended family, and as Meredith has gone on a retreat this week, Millie is here at Camp Dudley World to enjoy herself, and she's not used to my schedule, and apparently she doesn't understand it because she's got her own schedule.
That's right.
So you know what happens when you got a schedule. Got to do what you got to do. Got to keep it. That's right, exactly. All right, so thank you, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen's Good Day, middle of the work week, Wednesday, August the 26th. Is there anything going on in the world that supersedes the economy and Donald Trump? Not the two of them together. I don't know that Donald Trump is talking about. I've not heard him mention. Or actually, honestly, truth be told, I've tuned him out.
Why?
Because I've heard it all before.
Well, he's
that's not negative. I just don't need.
You don't need to hear anymore?
Nah.
He was talking about, if you're wondering if he's commented on the economy, he has, and he said that we are too tightly tied to what they do in China, and
duh,
we need to do something to fix that.
Isn't most of what he says obvious? Isn't most of what he says we have, most of us, supported or rallied around or gotten interested in what he has to say because it seems to be reflective of what we're, most of us, are thinking. And that's where he's getting his support. His base is not in the political realm or world, obviously. It's in the world of the real people who are really concerned about real issues. And the issues can be small or large. He's a great soundbite person.
And he kicked Jorge Ramos out of a press conference. How cool is that?
Well, but it's the same. I mean, there's a certain wrestling. Didn't he go? He actually was at WWE, wasn't he? For some engagement.
That was John Stewart.
Oh, it was John Stewart. What would Donald Trump do if he got into the ring with Vince McMahon?
I think
I think they're friends.
Probably. I think I told you that this was the equation for me. You know, when he announced, and it took him, you know, all that music started after his daughter Ivanka announced him, and then it took him a few minutes to come through the curtain and come down the escalator. I mean, it was very reminiscent of wrestling, which I loved because I love wrestling. So,
All right. So, as Donald Trump continues to eat up all the oxygen in the political room, there are a number of things that have come forth. Again, I'm not listening to what he has to say because you hear the same thing over and over again. I have gotten an initial feeling about him that I'm not sure I would use the term like, but I think that he is doing what needs to be done. He needs to be saying things. This is why I was the kind of person that likes Donald Trump is another person like him. Is that true or not? I don't know. I'm somebody who has done that sort of thing when I was on the Board of Trustees of my alma mater. in Ohio. I didn't take quite the same approach, but I was always throwing grenades because nobody else wanted to say what needed to be said. And so in this circumstance, Trump is throwing verbal grenades, saying things that need to be said, need to be things that need to be addressed, things that need to be fixed, that the average person says yay to when you stand in the DMV for hours at a time to get your license renewed or to get new plates or something. There's something damnably wrong with the system. That's a state issue, but yet it's reflective in the post office, which is basically, even though they're supposed to be independent, a federal institution. Why should you stand in line for 45 minutes to mail a package? And so go through any other number of services. Why should you call the IRS for help and have to wait on hold for an hour or not even get the phone answered? Why? Why should you put up with that stuff? You're paying for it. And that's what Donald Trump is saying. Forget about Megyn Kelly and this other nonsense. Who gives a rat's patoot about that?
That's half of what he talks about.
I know it is, but I'm just saying it doesn't make... I'm relating that, Kenny, to all the rest of it. Most of what he talked about, we already have heard, we all know, we agree with it. He has to keep saying it in order to keep the momentum going. And I think the Megyn Kelly thing is pretty nonsensical as well. If he puts himself on a level, a platform, if you will, of I'm Donald Trump and I'm here, why does he stoop down to? I guess that's my question.
Because that's what people like about him. I think he does that because people are enjoying that.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. We laughed. We talked about it yesterday, probably off the air, Doug.
Yeah.
And you and I both went, we both giggled a little bit because of what he's doing.
Right.
Now, I don't think that he should be attacking Megyn Kelly because she, you know, she hasn't said anything about him. They moved on from the debate. Going back to it just seems like he's got a hate on for women, which could affect
the way
he runs
Hillary
Clinton.
Thank you. There it is. Right there.
I mean, he's retweeting things where people call her a bimbo.
Right.
And it just makes him look foolish.
Yeah. It does.
So that doesn't look good.
Doesn't need to be done.
But at the same time, we giggled about it. Why did we giggle about that yesterday?
Well, because in a sense, Megyn Kelly is not either here or there.
Has nothing to do with Megyn, I don't think.
What are you talking about?
Because I actually like her. I think what it has to do with...
I don't care about her one way or another.
Right.
She's a non-entity, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I
didn't like her because she sort of...
She railroaded him.
There's a behind-the-scenes scenario at Fox. Sean can say whatever he wants to. She's quite manipulative, apparently, and uses whatever influence that she has to sort of put herself into a better position. And that's where the maneuvering came from to get 9 o'clock away from Hannity. I happen to like Sean. You know, I have to stick up for him. He's doing fine on his own. But I just think that there are little things behind the scene that people are usually involved in order to move themselves up on the scale. So I have the reason. Let me finish. The reason that I have nothing interesting to say about Megyn Kelly is because I don't particularly care for her style. She may be doing fine in the ratings, and that's what's important, all that other stuff. But what I was trying to point out before when I said Trump is on a level of presidential candidates, they're up here somewhere, or they ought to be. Megyn Kelly is just a newsreader and reporter and or opinionist, if you will, and she's down here someplace. And so to bring yourself down to that level, I think, shows something about his personality, not that all the other things that we're talking about haven't shown something about his personality. There's an anger that's there. There's a, I don't think misogyny is the right word, but I don't know what the right word is. But there's a lack of respect, I think. Do I want to say this even? I'm thinking about the women he's married. He's done a good job, it would seem, with his children, or his children seem to respect him. So how did he gain their respect? How does he get respect from the people that work for him and
because
around him?
Because he's a good person and he's a good businessman. I totally am totally disagreeing with what you have to say, because I don't think what I'd like to finish is that I said you and I giggled about Megyn Kelly yesterday a little bit when he did that tweet. We giggled. Now we're saying you shouldn't have done it. Probably
no, I didn't say
he
that.
Shouldn't have.
No, I didn't
but
say
just,
he
wait,
shouldn't
wait,
have
wait,
done
wait.
It. No, I did not say no. I did not say he shouldn't have done it. I said it is unnecessary at this point, and that's sort of what I'm wrapped up in this.
I'm submitting to you that it has nothing to do with Megyn Kelly. It has nothing to do with Fox. That's what I'm trying to get out here. That tweet has nothing to do with Megyn Kelly or Fox. What he's doing is tweeting to show us that he doesn't care about the establishment. He's not there to follow the rules. And you and I giggled at that because we had an emotional reaction to the fact that this guy doesn't care. And that's why he's getting people so riled up and supportive of his corner.
But
because
why bother
for so
with
long,
Megyn Kelly?
Well, people have cared.
He can't take criticism from anyone. It just drives him nuts, and he does this on Twitter all the time, where he starts wars with people who really are of no consequence. He barred a reporter from some Iowa newspaper from his press conference because the guy wrote an op-ed that was not flattering. I mean, he can't take any criticism.
Isn't that great?
No,
I mean, he doesn't want to hear it. What did Doug do the other day? What did Doug do? Doug found that somebody said something not so nice on our Facebook page. And, Ken, I know you do this all the time. And we kick him off of our Facebook page because we don't want to create a negative environment. That's exactly what Trump is doing. Trump wants to hear all the good stuff about him. And there's a lot to be said for that.
All right,
I mean,
so you're equating me with that. I'm going to play Richie now. So you're equating me with Donald Trump, and I'm
saying, don't you wish that you were? I mean, he's got a lot of cash, Dougie.
For Donald Trump?
Yeah. No class.
Cash but no class. There's something that we think about.
Come on.
It's 18 after on Good Day.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLife technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? I'm Adam Tanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 8282, and we'll take an additional $20 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 8282.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
If If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Time to remember some of the important things that have taken place on this date. It's August 26th. Let's go back to the year 1873 when the first public school kindergarten
in
our country was... not very funny, Jennifer. I'll ask your father and see if he can remember.
Oh, you did a your father joke?
The first public school kindergarten authorized by the school board of St. Louis, Missouri on this date, 1873. Let's see here. On this date in 1883, the first of a series of increasingly violent explosions occurred in the Indonesian island of Krakatoa. Ever heard that expression, Krakatoa?
I've cracked my toa a few times on the bedpost.
I mean, really. On the morning of the next day, the world's largest explosion ever recorded heard 3,000 miles away. The explosion, the volcanic island of Krakatoa, blew up. 5 cubic miles of earth spewed into the air. It went up 50 miles high. The tidal waves were 120 to 140 feet high. 36,000 people were killed. It caused oceanographic changes over a period of many years. And so now those of you who worry about global warming and think this is a new phenomenon, the things that are being... I mean, this is the stuff we have today is child's play in comparison. Can you imagine a volcano that spews 5 cubic miles of dirt into the air, up 50 miles high in the atmosphere? The average airplane flies at 5 to 7 miles high. So this stuff went up into the air 5 times higher than what an airplane can fly. I mean, this was a powerful explosion. And so that's, I think to myself anecdotally, we all work ourselves up because of the news media about global warming. These sorts of things happen. They'll continue to happen. There are all kinds of things changing. The plates under the earth shift. All you have to do to be a student of this is look back to what artists render was the planet about 20 to 30 million years ago. And you see the continents in a different place. Everything moves and changes. So Why should it be different today? It isn't, except that we're recording the information. On this date in 1920, the 19th Amendment to the Constitution certified. Amendment prohibits discrimination on the basis of sex. In other words, it gave women the right to vote. Right?
Look at it. It's all been going
1920.
On.
1920. Yeah, look at this horrible state we're in.
Less than 100 years.
Yeah.
And people don't, that's what drives me nuts, Kenny. It's exactly that point, is that people still don't go and vote, and it's only been, you know, this short amount of time when we've been able to.
We think of ourselves. So, under the circumstances, we spend so much time that the Supreme Court is supposed to be analyzing law based on the Constitution. What kind of a Constitution allows slavery and doesn't allow women to vote? I mean, we all talk, oh, I'm going to go by the Constitution. What's so great
about... We're men
about,
the landowners.
What's so great about the Constitution? If women can't vote and slaves were allowed, how is that? What's so great about that?
Well, it was interpretation, because the Constitution didn't prohibit women from voting, and it didn't demand that there
we
were slaves.
Slavery. Right. Good point. Yeah. Good. Okay. This day, 1957, Ford rolled out the first Edsel. 110,000 cars. 110,000 Edsels were born. Do you know why they were called Edsel?
I don't.
Kenny, you know why they were called Edsels?
I do, but just because I sent you that.
Oh. Well, the son of Ford, Mr. Henry Ford's son, was Edsel, and that's why they called it the Edsel. You didn't know it before that? I was trying to remember back.
No.
So, but, yeah, and Edsel, the Edsel Ford... people got a kick out of it. The guy was embarrassed that it was named after him. Yeah, right. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green. Today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Bob Schrum of MSNBC. Coming right up, Donald Trump keeps daily insulting Jeb Bush, personally and politically. Should and how can Jeb Bush respond?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat. There. How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles. Ah, the happy dance of coming with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Bob Schrum. Donald Trump is sort of the insult candidate, and his biggest target is Jeb Bush. So what do you do if you're Bush? Ignore him, respond thoughtfully, or punch back?
As with regards to Bush, it's a ticklish problem, because I don't think there's really any benefit to taking on Trump at the moment when Trump is probably at the height of his appeal. And of course, there's not one thing that Jeb Bush is going to say at this moment that's going to prompt a Trump supporter to drop Trump. But I guess if Trump is constantly gleefully beating on you, you have to respond.
I think Trump is unlikely to be the nominee, but I think he has a chance. He's totally undisciplined. But Rich is also right. I look at Bush now, and boy, do I wish he'd been elected governor of Florida in 1994 and that Gore had been able to run against him. It turns out George W. Bush is a lot better on the stump and a lot better candidate than Jeb is. Right now, Jeb Bush is boring. He's pedantic. On Iraq, he's trapped waist deep in the Tigris River.
That was your Both Sides Minute. Today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and author speechwriter Bob Schrum of MSNBC.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Stephen, good day program, Wednesday, August 26th. Jennifer Horn is here along with Ken Kessler, monitoring facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day. You can email us, jennifer@dougstephan.com, ken@dougstephan.com, doug@dougstephan.com. I did not do a 2020 news quiz question because we've wrapped our heads around Donald Trump and the financial realities. Can't do much about the financial realities, except hold on, don't sell, just sit. As a matter of fact, get some extra money, buy. That's my recommendation. And anybody who looks around at all of this stuff, the bottom line in the China situation is that it's an opportunity to buy. That's it. Other than that, the rest of it is complete nonsense. As CNN yesterday with its comments about watch your 401k circle the drain, that was the most damnable, irresponsible comment to make. It just so annoyed me because it does fit back into what these people are all about. And knowing and understanding the fear-based thinking of a lot of people, they play on it. So how does Donald Trump use that? Is he using the fear-based feelings that people have, or is he just telling it like it is? And our poll, by the way, today at DougStephan.com focuses on whether or not Donald Trump ought to continue to talk about Megyn Kelly. A, absolutely, show no mercy. B, why not? Isn't she talking about him? C, he said his piece, he should move on. D, he should stop, it makes him look bad. E, who's Megyn Kelly? I think I'm on to C with this one. The consensus of the people, you have a lot of Facebook comments on this, Kenny, and some of them beginning to turn a little bit, at least away from the Megyn Kelly stuff. Is that a consensus? Do you agree with that consensus?
Yeah, I think so. In regards to the question of whether Donald Trump should continue to talk about Megyn Kelly, Norman says, yes, she drew first blood. He should drown her in it.
Well, she did. She did start it in a sense. I guess if you look back to the appearances that night on Fox with all the rest of the candidates. But Okay, so you move on. You're bigger than, she's only a news reader and an anchor on a station or a network that, is marginal because it's cable. Yeah. Do they do better than all the rest of the cable channels? Yep. But Sean Hannity has more people by four listening to him on the radio than watching him on television. So why so much attention to TV? It's TV. That's all. He has four times when the No Spin Zone, O'Reilly, used to be on his radio show. Even though he had half the listeners that Hannity did, he still had twice as many listeners to his radio program as he had viewers watching him on Fox. But yet all the impact and the money comes from television. Why is that? That's kind of something to examine at some point. Now, why do appearances where there's a bigger volume of viewership or listenership on radio, why is it worth more to be on TV? Good question, huh?
That is a good question.
Thank you. All right. What else do we have from Facebook comments?
Carrie says that this will solidify, and that's in quotations, solidify, his standing with women voters.
Mm-hmm. I think Jennifer's right about that. She said something along the same line, and I think that
I think that this is all much ado about nothing with Megyn Kelly. That's what I've gotten is that, yeah, it doesn't look great for him on social media, but at the same time, this is so much more beyond. It's not about Megyn Kelly so much. It's about him showing that he is cavalier and not going to put up with anybody. And I think that's what this is his attempt to do, is show that to his base. And his base is passionate about that side of Donald Trump.
So then what is, if his base isn't Fox's base, who is Fox's base?
Oh, I think that his base is partially Fox's base, but they're not, so in love with Megyn Kelly that this is going to be a deal breaker for them. But I also think that Donald Trump has invigorated the independents in the country. I mean, if anything, he's not super far right. He's far right on immigration, but everything else is very much middle. It's centric. His views are very centric.
Common sense stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think if he's invigorated anybody, it's people that don't pay attention to politics all that much, and they do because he's talking about it. And it's people who are sick of politicians who just want some common sense solutions to stuff going on, and they see Donald Trump as their man to do it. So I don't know if he's that far right candidate that people paint him as.
I mean, I don't see him as a far righty at all.
No, his economic policy
is far righty.
Very
is
middle
Mike
of the road.
Huckabee is a far righty for me. Anyway.
Ted Cruz would be.
Cruz, one. Yep. All right, Kenny, what else?
So we asked if Donald Trump should stop talking about Megyn Kelly, and Buck says, should Doug Steffen continue to talk about Donald Trump?
Interesting question. Should I? Donald Trump is a factor. I do not. I find politics the more interesting thing here. If I could shape the discussion, sometimes I can, sometimes I can't. I don't tell Jennifer what to say, Kenny what to say, Richie what to say, Roberta what to say. We are all having a conversation. Sometimes we disagree. Sometimes we agree. Sometimes we disagree vehemently with what one another says, and that's true. I would think with a conversational that you might have around the dinner table. Look at the conversations that the family on Blue Bloods have on Sunday when they all get together. You haven't watched that TV show. Watch it and see what goes on in the family discussing things that are either about the family or about politics or about what's going on. I find that I want to have a congregation here on this program that not necessarily agrees, because I think that's very unhealthy, but is pleasant in the conversation, or at least not demonically demeaning about somebody who has a different point of view. But I find also that it's almost impossible for us to stay away from politics as much as I would like to, because strictly from a personal point of view, I find it amazingly boring to listen to this trivial garbage back and forth, when the only thing that has a value here is hoping to support someone who will fix all of these damnable problems that have been created by corruption. The corruption in this country has gotten to a heightened pitch. And either that or the lackadaisical attitude that people have toward their job, toward their well-being. It's like everybody is owed something, and Trump will tell you that they aren't, and I'll tell you that you aren't. And so there's the, I think that's the sort of bottom line here. But I want to have stimulating discourse? Yes. Do I want us all arguing and fighting about this? No. And I think Trump contributes to that somewhat. Anyway, Keep
He's
going,
polarizing.
Gary. Yeah, very. Yeah.
William says, it's getting old, but so is your knocking him.
That's a reference to me, us, you. You're the only one who really knocks him here.
Yeah, I think I'm the only one.
Yeah.
And it's my opinion.
Of course it is, and that's why it's good. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly, whether we agree or disagree. So keep going. All right, next.
Let's see. Yvonne says we need to stop giving him free publicity.
Mm-hmm. Well, but that's not going to happen either because he's running for political office. And that's what, as interesting as that may be, he's garnering, if you will, ratings. Whenever he shows up on some television program or radio program, or if he's in a newspaper in print, he causes the newspaper or the magazine to sell more copies or to get more hits online. He causes people to watch or listen to the programs that he's on. So he's good for business. And if you don't think he isn't good for business, just kidding yourself.
And I would say he has so much money and he's willing to use it to run this campaign. I don't think he's going to have to because the media has covered him so extensively. You can't tell me he needs to buy advertising.
No.
The only thing he's going to have to pay for is his travel.
Mm-hmm. He's got his own airplane, so.
Yeah,
right.
You know?
He's got a staff. We didn't have to pay for anything. All right, next.
Luke says, this fake drama is just like celebrity feuds in order to get media attention. Of course people fall for it. Both of them are in on it. I'm assuming he means Fox and Trump.
Been great for her
and both are gaining popularity and name recognition.
Uh-huh. I have the cynical side of me suggested that, I think a couple of weeks ago, that this was all a big show and these people are all in on it and they're all playing a role. They're all protesting. Look at what all the people at Fox went on their social media. This is terrible. How dare you attack our friend Megan, that poor little girl. It's the show, folks. It's showtime. You got anything else, Kenny?
Sure. Brian says everyone else is too afraid of getting on Fox's bad side.
Yeah.
Fox isn't used to their own kind not falling in line, so they're taking this personally and trying to bash Trump, but Trump is the best at bashing.
Well, there's a certain amount of thin-skinned on both sides here, yes?
Sure.
Yeah.
Both sides are, if you believe that this is for real.
Public personas have thin skin.
Say what?
I said public people have thin skin, so this isn't a huge surprise. I mean,
Well, you may mention the fact that we had this this guy, whatever his name is, I forget his name, and I wouldn't even, he's so full of hate and anger. Well, it's a radio program. What are you so angry at me for? You don't like my voice, so why do you listen?
Because you wake him up every day. He doesn't like mornings.
No. Oh, that must be it. All right, you got one more, Kenny? One more, I know, but I'll let you pick one good one.
Sure, this is something that you hinted about, I think, yesterday. Kevin says, this guy has to be a Clinton plant. There's no way he's for real.
Well, they're friends. And that, by the way, goes across the board. All these people at the top are all friends. Now they're friends. Barack Obama was never a member of the club. He was nobody's friend when he got started. And so he had to become friends, or people had to become friends with him. That is, the Clintons, and it worked on the surface. It's obvious Bill Clinton does not like Barack Obama, and Barack Obama does not like Bill Clinton. For whatever the reason, there is no love there. Hillary Clinton used it to her advantage because Barack Obama, in fact, needed her in a number of ways, like he needed Joe Biden in a number of ways, or those people who can attract attention and votes. That's what it's all about when it gets down to the bottom line. 16 before the hour, 44 past Doug's Good Day program with a conversation about a product called GenuCell. GenuCell. It is a product that has been developed by scientists who are into stem cell research, plant stem cell research. So now the bags, the puffiness under your eyes, problem for millions of you, men and women. GenuCell with plant stem cell technology at its fore is here to fix that problem. And the effects are almost instantaneous. They're certainly overnight. You put this serum on, and it absorbs the water under the bags, the puffiness around your eyes. It diminishes the impact of the lines. And so it's been a product that's worked very well. And people have called 800-543-9262 to order it and have received the product and have endorsed it, liked it, talked about it, sent me notes. So now, as companies do, when they start selling out a lot of the first-line products, and people say, okay, I've tried this. What do you have that's new? You always got to be developing new products, right? The Platinum Dark Circle Treatment is now what's next on the radar. So what the folks at Chamonix have done is put the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, which takes care of what you would expect, the dark circles under and around your eyes, they put it together in a package, which you can order at 800-543-9262. And here's what you get. You get Genucel to take care of the bags and puffiness and lines. You pay for that. And then you get the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, which takes care of the dark circles under your eyes. You get that as an added bonus. Plus, you get free shipping. Plus, you get a luxury gift that you can specifically ask for when you're calling for Genucel. 800-543-9262. Doesn't it make a lot of sense? Certainly does to me. Hope it does to you. Enjoy your face looking so much better with these products. Genucel and the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. 800-543-9262.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot. More than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59. And over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished gut stucco for only 99 cents. With a dollar off Bellawood, 20% off Dream Home Laminates, plus great floors, woodlight tile, vinyl, and more. With 24-month special financing, the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
There's a certain time in a guy's life when his hair is really good, when it looks and feels the best it ever will. This is his hair prime, and many guys are wasting it by using the same type of shampoo their mom bought for them years ago. In order to help guys recognize and celebrate this crucial time, Axe Hair is urging guys to make the most of their hair prime now by using a shampoo that's specifically designed for men's hair care needs. Axe Hair teamed up with professional baseball player Matt Harvey to show guys across the country what it's like to live your hair prime to the fullest.
I wear a baseball cap every day, so my hair goes through a lot. When I'm off the field, I like to make sure I'm treating my hair right. With the help of Axe Hair, I'm able to have healthy, full hair that makes me look and feel great.
To live your hair prime to the fullest, visit local retailers for Axe Hair shampoos, each specifically designed for men and their different hair needs. Check out www.axe.us to learn more about the entire line of Axe Hair shampoos and other Axe Hair products.
All right, Doug Steffens, good day. Jennifer and Kenny and I focus now on this shocker. This is a scary reality. Maybe that's an understatement. Story of a 14-year-old boy at a high school in West Virginia yesterday who held students and a teacher hostage. He had a pistol. He held the students and the teacher in a classroom. Thankfully, at least for him, after some negotiations, he freed his hostages and later gave himself up without incident. Reminded me of an episode of NCIS that this kid was holding people hostage and he had a bomb and he was all over Facebook and what that's all about. Was that, digging into this a little bit, it doesn't look like people have really determined what led to all of this, but is there a social media component to this, Kenny, that you know of?
Not that I know of, but it certainly sounds like in a lot of these cases that whoever is doing it wants to be famous somehow, whether it's on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, wherever.
They get the ideas from TV. They want to be stars.
All right. So is that the case with this fellow who jumped the fence at the White House? He was shot and killed yesterday after knifing a deputy. Pretty much sums up the last couple of months of his life. Curtis Smith, his name. Police say he attacked the deputy at a security entrance to a county courthouse in Pennsylvania. Second deputy drew a weapon and shot him. He climbed a stone wall near the White House. Remember earlier this year? Secret Service caught him. It was pretty embarrassing for them. This guy obviously disturbed. 51 after on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
How do you do? All of our people and our friends listening in Montana, good morning to you and yours. People in Minnesota and Arkansas and Wyoming and Kentucky and Kansas, Wilmington, North Carolina. How do you do? It's Doug's Good Day. Tech Talk time now with Kim Gerritsen. Kim provided us with great fodder and information yesterday regarding the use of something that most of us had never heard about before, unrollme.me. We'll talk about the ramifications of that and how it helped a lot of people, plus some other interesting things to realize about technology up next here on Good Day.
Geico applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because Geico has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. Geico will insure that entire RV, so you can get the s'more-making, poison-ivy-dodging, same-song-singing, ghost-storytelling, campfire-building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
I'd say 10. 4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Red Bull IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong. I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Take it responsibly.
All right, so I think I used one too many me's. Me. Unroll.me is what we talked about yesterday with Kim Gerritsen, who directs Realizing Innovation, which is part of the Donald Reynolds Journalism Institute at the Missouri School of Journalism. He has been very successful in working the technology side. So I just wanted to acknowledge and thank you, Kim, because yesterday was the first time you were on the program and you hit a home run with all the information about Unroll.me that we all did. I was still doing it last night before I went to bed.
Perfect.
I managed to eliminate the
100. I wasn't here. What was it?
Oh, you weren't here yesterday? Oh,
no, I wasn't here.
Unroll.me. All right, let me just explain this a little bit because it's so great for anybody who wasn't here yesterday. That's a good point, Richie. Thank you. This is a way for you to get rid of all of the things that you have in your computer or actually on your email account, things that you're getting that you don't want, that you may or may not have signed up for, you subscribe, you try to unsubscribe, doesn't work. Kim, do you want to give it a little more of a spin, or is that about
sure.
it, story-wise?
You just go to unroll.me, put in your email address, and click, 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 click. It shows you all the stuff that's coming into your inbox that you may or may not want. Check, 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 check. Gone.
Yeah.
So the immediate question from the skeptic here, Kim, would be unroll.me doesn't then use your email address to sign you up for more of their friends. You've vetted this. I have. Okay, good. And they don't.
So how do they make money? How does something like this exist? Because I didn't see any advertising in any of the exchanges that I went to. It cost nothing to do it.
So... I call this marketing as a service. So this company is a technology company, mm-hmm. and to kind of show their wares, show their stuff, they created this. So they use this as a marketing tool to go out and do custom software projects.
Okay. All right. So let's go one step further. We want to unsubscribe from things that are a pain. We're getting these emails all the time. My girlfriend is always delete, 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 spends hours doing that. And I said this to her yesterday, and I imagine it's a bonanza for her. So the next thing is blocking ads that
yes.
are obnoxious, but yet that's the way these places survive. Well, for that matter, that's how we survive on the radio. There's an ad blocking. Is there something like unroll.me for blocking ads?
There are about six ad blockers. A couple are called, well, one is called ad blocker. One is called do not track me. One is called ghostery. Like Casper the Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And what these do is they block ads that fill your page as you're going to websites. And some people say, I don't mind the ads. But if you look at pages when you go to the internet, they take a long time to load. Mm-hmm. And that's because the ads are all coming from third parties. And, some take... half a second, some take.
Yeah.
And so to speed up your internet experience, you can use an ad blocker.
All right, so this is what we'll do today, folks. Yesterday it was unroll.me. Today it's adblocking.com or something?
Yeah, or do not track me, ghostery, or ad blocker.
Adblocker.com, is that it? Adblocker.com.
Adblock.com.
Not her. Not her or him, Richie. Hi, Kim Gerritsen, thank you again for the good service on Good Day 59 After.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.